Title: Amen Jungle Call and Response Riff. Rebuild and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build an Amen-driven jungle call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, and then actually arrange it so it feels like a section of a track, not a four-bar loop that politely repeats forever. This is an advanced groove lesson. I'm going to assume you already know how to warp, slice, and route audio. The focus here is taste, control, and the psychology of timing, how to make the Amen feel like it's speaking in phrases. By the end, you'll have a two-bar call, a two-bar response, a four-bar question and answer that can loop without getting annoying, and then a 16-bar arrangement with variation every four bars and a fill that points to the next section. Classic jungle articulation, but clean enough for modern drum and bass mixing. Punchy transient control, tight low end, controlled chaos. Let's go. First, set your tempo. Anywhere from 170 to 174 works, but I like 172. Because it's fast enough to feel urgent, and it still leaves you room to place micro edits without it turning into noise. Now set up your tracks. Create an audio track for the Amen, plus a kick track, a snare or clap layer track, a ghost hat and percussion track, and a bass MIDI track. Then create two return tracks, one short room, one dub delay. Even if you don't use much reverb, having those returns ready makes arrangement moves way faster later. Optional but powerful. Groove pool. Add a swing like Swing 16-65, or an MPC-style groove if you've got one. Here's the key. Apply it lightly to ghosts and hats first, not your main snare. Keep timing around 10 to 25% and a touch of random, like 2 to 6. The jungle feel usually comes from stable anchors with dancing in betweens. If your backbeat is wobbling, it stops feeling like confidence and starts feeling like the drummer fell down the stairs. Now prep the Amen. Drag your Amen break into the Amen audio track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Envelope somewhere around 40 to 70 depending on how tight you want it. Higher is tighter and more aggressive. Lower is looser and more natural. If you're pitching the Amen down later, you may want it a little tighter to keep it from smearing. Once it's warping cleanly, right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing, create a drum rack. This is the whole game, because now the Amen is an instrument. Quick setup mindset before we write any notes. You're going to lock the anchors, then get reckless around them. Pick two or three hits that must feel immovable. Most of the time that's your main snare on 2 and 4, and maybe one key kickish hit on the downbeat. Those are sacred. Everything else is negotiable. This one mindset prevents your loop from collapsing when you start micro-editing. Now build the call. Two bars, forward. Declarative, simple. Create a two-bar MIDI clip on your sliced Amen drum rack. Start by placing the main snare hits where they belong, on beats 2 and 4 of each bar, at 172 BPM in 4/4, that's around 2.1 and 4.1 in Ableton's grid. Then add your kickish slices early in the bar to create drive. Put one on 1.1, and then try another around 1.3 or 1.4 depending on what that slice contains. Don't overthink the "is this a kick" question. If it feels like forward momentum and it isn't fighting your layered kick later, it's doing the job. Now add one signature Amen turnaround at the end of bar 2, a quick 3 to 5 hit run that leads into the next phrase. Keep it readable. This is the call. If the call is already doing 50 backflips, the response has nowhere to go. Timing discipline. Start with the basic quantes to 1/16 so the structure is clear. Then earn your chaos. Manually nudge a few ghost hits earlier by 5 to 12 milliseconds for urgency. Not your main snare, not the big anchor hits. The snare can be plus or minus 0 to 3 milliseconds. The attitude lives in the in-between. One more big groove trick. Velocity is not just volume, it's groove design. Open each sampler inside the rack for key slices and set controls so velocity affects volume, and optionally filter too. Then program accents on phrase starts, and whisper quiet ghosts that you almost feel more than hear. A lot of jungle swing is dynamics as much as timing. Cool, that's your call. Now build the response. Two bars that answer the call, but with edits and attitude. Duplicate your call clip and rename it response. Here's the rule. Change one core element per bar, not everything. If you mutate the entire pattern, you lose the same drummer illusion. In bar 1, swap a mid-slice for a short stutter. Two quick 1/32 hits. Think of it like the drummer raising an eyebrow. In bar 2, add either a reverse hit or, even better sometimes, a gap. Negative space is power in jungle. If everything is filled, nothing feels exciting. For an easy reverse trick with stock tools, pick one slice with a nice tail, like a snare tail or a crunchy mid-hit. Open the simpler on that pad, enable reverse, and add a tiny fade in to avoid clicks. Use it once per 2 bars maximum. If everything is reversed, it stops sounding like a response and starts sounding like a gimmick. Now add a reply fill at the end of bar 4, meaning the end of your 2-bar response. A tiny acceleration works great. Go 1/16 to 1/32 and back to 1/16, right before the downbeat. Or, for a cheeky jungle move, insert a triplet grouping for 1 beat only, then snap back to your anchors hard so it reads as intentional wrong footing, not a tempo problem. And here's an advanced micro-timing concept that makes your call and response feel designed instead of random. Separate push and drag lanes. Push lane means tiny early nudges on short perks, hats, little ghost snares, quick ticks. Drag lane means tiny late nudges on longer tails, or on the answer hit that feels like it's leaning back. If you keep those lanes consistent, the groove sounds like a drummer with personality, not MIDI notes that got bumped accidentally. Now we make this mixable in a modern drum and bass context, because one break trying to be kick, snare, tops, and effects all at once becomes a nightmare. Duplicate your Amen drum rack track twice. Name them Amen Tops, Amen Snares, and Amen Ghost or Effects. On each rack, mute the pads you don't need so each track has a job. Tops is hats and shuffle. Snares is main snare slices plus a couple accents. Ghost slash FX is your little bits, reverses, stutters, and conversation details. Now process each with stock devices. On Amen Snares, start with a Q8. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's boxy, dip gently around 350 to 500. If you need more crack, a small presence lift around 2.5 to 5k. Then drum bus with drive around 3 to 8, transients plus 10 to 25. Usually keep boom off on the snare track, you'll get weight from layering instead. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. You want it to feel aggressive without spitting brittle distortion. On Amen tops, a Q8 with a higher high pass like 200 to 350 Hz. If the tops are harsh, a narrow dip around 7 to 10k can help. Then redux, but subtle. Bit reduction may be 10 to 12, downsample 1.2 to 2.5, and keep dry slash wet low like 10 to 25%. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 ms, release auto ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just to gel, not to flatten. On Amen Ghost slash effects, think movement and space. Auto filter in band pass or high pass with some resonance, and map the cutoff to a macro so you can perform it. Add echo with a time like 1/8 or 3/16, feedback 15 to 30%, and filter it dark so it doesn't spray highs everywhere. Then a short room reverb, decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Keep it low, sends are usually better than inserts here. If your edits disappear on small speakers, here's a really practical trick. Set up a parallel phone mid return. Put an EQ8 bend pass around 300 Hz to 3.5 kHz, then saturator with soft clip, then blue doing a light grab. Send only snares and key ghost notes. Now your call and response reads, even when sub and air vanish. Now reinforce with modern kick and snare layers, because classic jungle breaks often need help to hit modern loudness. Add a clean kick under the break. Instead of boosting low end on the break, high pass the break's low kick energy so your dedicated kick owns that space. Then add a snare layer aligned to the Amen snare, short, bright, punchy. Check phase. If the layer feels weaker when combined, it's often phase alignment, not eck. Use utility phase invert on left and right if needed, and nudge the sample start by tiny amounts until it hits hardest. Group all drums into a drums group. On the group, put glue compressor lightly, maybe 10 millisecond attack. Release auto ratio 2:1, 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Add a limiter only as safety, 1 to 2 dB max. Don't use the limiter as your loudness plan. If you do, you'll just shave off the transient conversation you worked so hard to build. Now arrangement. This is where it stops being a loop. Take your 4-bar call plus response and stretch it into 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Clean call and response. Let the listener learn the language. Bars 5 to 8. Same idea, but add an extra ghost layer and a slight variation. This is where you can introduce a tiny recurring ghost note motif, like one specific ghost hit that happens every 2 bars just before the second snare. That becomes a hook. Even if you change other edits later, that little motif makes it feel like the same drummer, same conversation. Bars 9 to 12. Add one new edit. 1. Maybe a reverse, maybe a stutter, and bring in open hats or a brighter top layer. You can also play call and response by register instead of density, make the call brighter and crisp, then make the response more mid-focused and witty, without adding sub. In a full mix, this reads immediately. Bars 13 to 16. Tension and pre-fill. Classic move. Remove the kick for one bar or thin the tops, or do a snare-focused build. And use pre-drop dryness, post-drop room. In the bar before your transition, reduce your reverb and delay send so everything feels close and tense. On the first snare after the drop or the next section, reintroduce a short room send. The contrast creates impact without needing more volume. Automation is your fast win here. Slowly open the high pass on amen tops from about 350 down to 200 into the drop, so it feels like the drums widen in frequency. Push redux dry slash wet from 10 up to 25% in the last two bars for grit. And automate a reverb send only on the final snare hit of bar 16 so you get a tail that acts like punctuation. And don't forget negative space as an arrangement tool. A powerful response can be removing something. Drop hats for half a bar. Leave a micro gap before a snare. Cut the break for an eighth note of silence and slam back in. Silence is a drum hit if you place it with confidence. Now the classic jungle move, resample for cohesion. When the groove is hitting, create a new autonote track called Amen Resample. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars of your full drums playing. Now chop that printed audio for fills and transitions. Printed drums have a glued, record-like unpredictability, and they separate sections in a way that pure MIDI racks sometimes don't. If you want to upgrade to a DJ-friendly structure, think 32 bars. First 8 bars minimal and stable for mixing in. Bars 9 to 16 full call and response. Main riff. Bars 17 to 24, make it an argument section. Response becomes dominant. Call get simplify. Bars 25 to 32, payoff and transition. Your best response plus a bigger fill. Then strip back to key elements so the next phrase has room to land. Quick reality check before we wrap. Don't trust solo. Jungle edits can sound incredible soloed and messy in context. Always audition your riff with the sub bass, with a ride or hat layer, and against a reference track at matched loudness. This audio version is shortened for playback.